Yeah, I think we're doing some good things. I think we're moving the ball well. We haven't punted yet, so if we can keep that going through this week, I'm sure we're going to score a lot of points. We're going to play probably a half, I would guess, at least. And we've done some good things. So I think it started with the offensive line. They've done a great job. I haven't been sacked yet. Ryan's been running the ball very well, as has his backups. And, you know, we feel like if we protect the passer, then we can be successful because of the weapons that we have.
Let's talk about the offensive line. Mike McCormick said he wanted to have five guys in there. Are you happy there's going to be five guys and we're switching them out? Are you happy about that?
Well, there's always injuries during the season. So you know, those are the guys who are going to start the season, and hopefully we can keep that group together. But you know, there's a lot of depth on our offensive line. I feel good. It's definitely the best offensive line that's been here in the 5 years that I've been here.
Kieran, there's the right guard, right tackle. They only have two combined NFL starts. Does that give you any pause for concern because of the inexperience there? Or?
No, I like the guys we got there. I think Josh has done a great job since he's been here. He would have had a good chance of starting the season, I think, last year as the guy and got injured, I believe, in the Denver game. He's done some good things for us, big, strong guy. And then Alan Barber, you know, has been here for a few years now and been waiting for an opportunity. He's worked the left guard, left tackle, and now he's a right tackle. He's done some good things. He's, you know, maybe the most athletic lineman that we have. With him, it's just more mental, you know. As he has been able to improve his you know, mental capacity with this offense, you know, I think his play has improved as well.
Aaron, in terms of facing the Cardinals, is this going to be a good measuring stick for you guys since they played in the Super Bowl last year?
Well, I think it's an interesting game because we play them later in the season, so I'm not sure how much both sides are going to show each other, although that will be after 15 games played. So, but it'll be interesting to see how they play. They played the first game completely different than the way they played the second game. So, but they have a very talented group on defense. I think, you know, finally Adrian Wilson is getting the kind of credit that he deserves because he's got to be one of the top guys in his position. The secondary is very talented around him. And then the front, you know, the front seven are a veteran group that plays well together and played at a very high level last year, carrying them, you know, into the playoffs and into the Super Bowl. Obviously, they have a great offense with Kurt Warner and the weapons he's got, but it'll be a good test for us on offense to try and move the ball against an experienced defense like that.
Do you kind of treat this as the final dress rehearsal? If you know how long you guys are going to play in Tennessee?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, this is definitely more like a game week. I mean, our schedule is like a game week as far as yesterday being like a Wednesday, today being like a Thursday, and tomorrow will be like a Friday as far as the install and the stuff we do in practice. So, you know, we're excited about it, and we want to continue the momentum that we started with the first two games, and hopefully we can get in, play well, and then stay healthy and get out and get ready for the last game and then the season.
In the past, you've talked about building a strong rapport with Donald. It certainly seems like that's been established.
Yeah, well, you know, I like the things we've done so far with Donald. He's a great player. Always, you know, he's been a great player for a long time here. And you know, the two plays, the two touchdowns we've hit on, you know, have been nice because we've been on the same page on both of those plays. And for him to make the adjustment they did in game one, and then for him to you know, wiggle loose when I rolled out of the pocket and make a great catch, you know, last week was big for us. I think big for our confidence in each other, and just kind of shows we're on the same page. And then the fade, I hit him down the sidelines, kind of back shouldering him, stopping him with the ball. That one felt good too, because when you get to that level, you know, where, you know, he's 11th year guy, I believe, and this is my second year in the offense. But when you get to a comfort level with a guy like that, it gives you a lot of confidence.
Is that a play you think you guys would have made last year?
I mean, I'd like to think so. Never know.
And with Greg, I mean, just looking forward to seeing what he's able to do again this year.
Yeah, I was teasing him. I'm trying to spread the ball around a little bit, you know, but he's an incredible incredible talent, great player, and I know he's going to have a big season. I don't worry too much about Greg. He's an extremely unselfish guy, which goes a long way to that group. You know, we got a great group of receivers. I teased Jimmy Robinson about the fact that he's got a good group of guys to work with. We don't really have any big egos in that group, and everybody pulls for each other, and blocks for each other. So it's nice to be able to throw to guys who want the ball, but don't become bigger than the team.
Aaron, there's a lot of talk, obviously, about the receivers, but what kind of added dimension does a guy like Shemaine bring to the offense? And
Well, he's a very athletic guy. You know, I think a lot of things that we're seeing so far in the preseason, we saw last year in on the scout team as he was going against the number one defense, and we're just kind of waiting for him to pick up the playbook, number one, but also to increase his speed when he worked with the first team. He was like a 4-5 guy on the scout team, and like a 4-8 guy, you know, when he worked with the first team, because he was just thinking too much. So, and like I said, the entire camp, his development and improvement has really spurred Donald Lee to raise his level of play. And I think Donald's had a great camp. He continues to have a great camp, and I think he's going to have a big season for us.
Thank you.